Fire Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is the 4th of April, 7:05 in the morning, Monday, 530-605-4567 to give us a call. And KCNR1460.com is where you go to listen to us, stream live, and also join the chat room. Oh, gosh, another week, first full week. In April, I'm joined, of course, by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
And Bad Bob, you've got little red ears. What's going on?
Spent the entire weekend down on Lake Oroville learning boat things for the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Look and, how red you are. Yes. Did you ever think of something called sunblock?
I was having too much fun to remember to put on the sunblock.
Well, it looks like you're, you know, right now you ought to shave your beard off, and you'd have the funniest looking face, sir. Yeah, Bad Bob.
I've been told that anyway.
Well, anyway, but... Speaking of being out in the sun and having a great time, there she is, Linda Bob.
We had the best time. But first of all, let me get right down to it. If you're just coming out of bed or walking from room to room and you're starting your day with us, 48 degrees right now. We're going to have a beautiful sunny day with temperatures coming around, going up to about 77. Tonight, we might experience about 20% of slight showers with a low of 49. In fact, if you're wondering, okay, you know, usually it's what is happening this day in history. Are you all familiar with Giamatti? The name Giamatti? How about Angelo Bartlett Giamatti? You guys are shaking their head. So, what do baseball, literature, and Yale University have in common? If you said Angelo Bartlett Giamatti, you would be absolutely correct, and here's why. Who was born on this day in 1938? In the Boston area, growing up in South Hadley, Massachusetts, better known as A. Bartlett Giamatti. He was educated at Yale and became a professor of literature at the highly respected university. In 1978, Giamatti became Yale's youngest president. Having gone as far as he could at Yale, the professor, who have always been a Boston Red Sox fan, decided to take baseball more seriously. It was 1986, and Bart, as he was then known, was made president of Major League Baseball National League. Then, 3 years later, Bart Giamatti became commissioner of baseball. As commissioner, he hoped to keep baseball an outdoor game and was played on real grass. Americans have become accustomed to associating summer's renewal of the earth and fall's harvest with baseball, and you just can't conceive of baseball being played in the winter, but it's fitted to the season in an extraordinary way. There you go, Bart Giamatti's. And his last role as commissioner was played out just 8 days before his death on September 1st in 1989. He gave Pete Rose a life sentence, no more baseball, because Rose had bet on the game. So I thought you all might just be interested in...
Not only that, but he kept Rose. You know, Rose has not been inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I think I think they were going to let him be into that, but I'm not sure. What else is happening on?
Well, I want to thank all of the people who donated... You know, Carl, of course, we had Walk a Mile in Her Shoes here on Friday, and one of the gentlemen who came in had brought in his red patent leather pumps because, of course, on April 9th, men will be walking a mile in her shoes to raise money for the Shasta Women's Refuge. And we had, I'm going to go down the names, John Dixon, Nancy Cole, Dick Fighton, John and Martha Mitchell, Bonnie Sharp, Bob Dunlap, Nadine Bailey, Angel, Kathleen and Lou Light, Dennis Patterson, and one more, of course, again, Dennis Patterson, and I haven't added them all
we
up,
have,
but
Indian
it's
Dave.
Almost $200.
We have Indian Dave, and then we've got well over that because George and Martha Mitchell.
So we can take your donations and run on down there and write a nice check as far as supporting the Shasta Women's Refuge.
That's right.
It's fun.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk about what's going on in different parts of the world. And somebody stole our thunder. Somebody stole our idea. Somebody in Iowa has started doing something and getting big hits over something. We started right here in Redding. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back on Free Fire. Yeah, welcome back on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is the phone number, and chat room is now working. Okay, we got to have a stomach sandwich. Gosh, it's a little lonely in here, but here they come. All right, hey, the time is 7:13 in the morning. It is April the 4th, and it's 48 degrees.
Hey, later on in the program, we need to talk about the best dressing. I need to go get that package so we can we can shout out and give some love on that.
Yeah, we're going to do that. There's a new reality show out, my friends. You know how reality shows are easy to put on and don't cost much. But this is the one. It's kind of gnawing at me a little bit. It's a new reality show has gone viral on the internet, featuring a life and death struggle, a love story, and a bird's eye view of an eagle family. That's right, they are doing the Eagle Nest, the Eagle Cam, out of Decorah, Iowa. 11 million views from 130 countries have been recorded by a streaming video of a nesting bald eagle couple. Now, here is what I think about that. Haven't we been doing this for 3 years?
Yep.
Haven't we been doing this? Haven't we had this up on our Eagle Cam? Don't we call it the Eagle Cam?
Yes, my wife likes to check in to see what's for breakfast for the fledglings.
Well, you know, here's
usually fish is on the menu.
Look, it's a puppy.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh, it's a dog next door. No, okay. Here's the thing is that we've had that for 3 years, and here this hits the news out of Chicago, out of Reuters, new reality show, millions watch bald eagles nesting. Okay, have we done something wrong here? Didn't ours go out on the internet? Wasn't ours out on all this?
I have often observed that Northern California, for the rest of the country, doesn't exist, which I really don't have a big problem with that.
We're going to change that.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, people get all excited about, you know, that one of the babies start crawling to the edge and they're getting his attention mounted and phone calls and emails from concerned viewers poured in. Anderson considered cutting the feed so they wouldn't have to watch if the little eaglet fell out. Ours didn't. We have smarter eaglets up here, obviously. I can't believe it. 130 countries, 11 million views.
Okay, well, it's Monday morning, obviously, here at 7:15 on KCNR 1460. And you know, looking for interesting content this morning before we go really into the news, because, you know, we're not dried up when it comes to, like, fabulous things happening around the world. Of course, we need to share a little bit about our squirrel hunt with you. We've got tickets to give away. We are selling early tickets to the Anselmo Vineyards wonderful luau show and shine. The tickets are $15, and we are selling those here because they sell out quickly, and now that we are in the first part of April, that's going to be gone. Fabulous day, $15 a ticket. You spend all day out there with, you know, Double Take and, you know.
There's going to be Paul Amott and Candy Clark and Bo Hopkins out of American Graffiti there. Last year, also, they had, like, I don't know, they had dozens of just beautiful, beautiful cars there.
Here's what the menu is. Kalani's Katua Pig, Blue Ginger Chicken, Lomi Lomi Salmon, Potato and Mac Salad, Sticky Rice, Papaya Seed Salad, and Coconut H-A-U-P-E, Huppy Cake.
Huppy Cake.
Well, you would know. You lived in Hawaii. Yeah. So
anyway,
really,
but that's all for, and with everything for $15.
$15 for selling those.
So we have those here if you want to pick up your tickets. Here, we're not, like, you know, running out in the streets.
But no,
if you want to pick up a couple of tickets, we have them here. So
that's right.
Stop by.
So when you stop by, because, of course, we're going to get freebies. Now, going through looking up signs, this is something you might want to think of. What are the signs, four signs, that are sure to kill a relationship? There's four signs, and you might be introspective in a moment and think about, oh, do I do that? One, number one on the list is criticism. These are four signs that kill a relationship. Number one, criticism. Number two, defensiveness. Number three, contempt. And number four is stonewalling. Those are four signs to kill a relationship. Just thought I'd share that with you this morning.
Well, I'm not going to talk to you about it. Let's go to the phones. Karen, good morning. You are on KCNR Live.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I was just going to talk with you a bit about the Eagle Cam in Iowa.
Yes.
that cam has been on for a while, as has a lot of wonderful Eagle cams throughout the United States. One of them in particular is up in Hornby Island, which is close to Canada.
Is this the one that's got like the 50 eagles, or somebody's taking pictures of like 50 or 60 eagles right there on the, I mean, we can almost reach out and touch them?
Hornby Island has very, well, a lot of nests. Last time I heard it was like around 40.
Uh-huh.
But I think the one in Iowa that people are really liking is the fact that it has a wonderful camera. It has sound, so you can hear all the traffic going by. You can hear the eagles talking to each other. You can hear them feeding. What is really cool is it has the ability to pan. And every few minutes, the camera zooms really in close on the eagle's face, right up to their eyes. You can see all the feathers and their eyes moving and the expressions on their face. And it's just a really wonderful camera.
Are you saying, Karen, that their Eagle cam's better than our Eagle cam?
It is.
It's not so.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate because our Caltrans and Turtle Bay have asked for donations from the community to be able to install a better camera. As far as I know, this year I don't think ours has sound. At least I haven't been able to get any.
Uh-huh.
And sound is so important. It's wonderful to be able to hear, for instance, if mom is on the nest and she's a little tired of it, she will call to a dad. And it's so interesting to watch her expressions and, like, I wish you'd hurry up and get here because I'm ready to leave.
I've never talked to anybody that talked to me about watching the eagles and the sounds they make and all that. This is cool.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's cool. And when they get irritated with the way the nest is laid out, dad or mom will bring a big stick in, and she or he will try to arrange it around the nest, and the other eagle doesn't care what they're doing, and they have this little battle about how the stick should go. You really need to watch.
Well, I've got that at my house. I mean, I'll bring something in, and Linda will move it over here.
Don't
move
my cheese.
It's amazing how much alike we are.
Hey, Karen, thank you so much for the phone call.
You're welcome.
You started our Monday off really, really well. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we got to take a break here. And welcome to all of our chat room going on. This is Carl and Linda Bott at 7:21 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:25 in the morning. April the 4th, looks like it's 48 degrees today. Hey, let's talk about a few things. Let's talk about a few things that are going on in the world before we start with our guest here. And we've got some surprise guests. You're going to like this. Looks like it says Japan is to release radioactive water into the sea. They said they were forced to release radioactive water into the sea while resorting to desperate measures such as using bath salts to try and find the source of the leaks at the nuclear power complex. And they said they had to release low-level radioactive seawater that had been used to cool overheated fuel rods after it ran out of storage capacity. And it was said it would release 10,000 tons of contaminated water that was 100 times more radioactive than legal limits. They are still fighting this. They're still fighting this. But it looks like they're starting to get it under control. And like we said last week, that unless something really horrendous happens, that this thing should be calming down here this week. Libya is still fighting. The battles are going on there. The air campaign is not going to change. That's going to go on until further notice. Americans are still running that. But it looks like maybe that some of the maybe there might be another way for this to end. The other things that I was talking about when we get back here to, I want to talk about something that's happened in those last 4 minutes. We have guests lining up here. California is the only state California is the only state that provides lawmakers with a car, gas, and maintenance paid largely by taxpayers. That perk has withstood the recessionary economy and several rounds of budget cutting, including $11.2 billion in measures the legislature approved and Governor Brown signed in March. The cost in relation to California's remaining $15.4 billion shortfall, small, less than $1 million a year. Lawmakers said they've done the calculations, and switching to making mileage payments for driving in a large state like California could prove to be even more expensive. Now, under a longstanding practice, the state buys a vehicle of each lawmaker's choosing, and then legislators will pay a share of the cost to lease the vehicle, and public funds pay for gas and maintenance. About two of every three legislators, 80 of 119, drive a state vehicle, but some opt for used models, particularly in the Senate. The oldest car is a 2004 Toyota Prius driven by an assemblyman named Mike Ng, a Democrat. Republican Senator Doug LaMoff of Richvale drives the lowest priced state vehicle, a used 2006 Chrysler. So, hey, Doug, good for you. The vehicles are cost up to $50,000. Isn't that interesting? We have two Republicans and one Democrat that do that. None of them are ours. Of course, none of them are ours anyway that do this. Now, this is such a big thing about how much do we save? And we say, you know what? Just pay for your own vehicle. And they say, we'll do mileage, but that'll be more expensive. Well, we'll see. Okay, now, City Council is going to be looking at privatization tomorrow. They're going to be looking at ways of cutting costs. They're going to be talking about privatizing Redding Electric Utility Customer Service Center, water and sewer treatment, plant operations, and traffic signal maintenance. They're going to recommend RU Customer Service Treatment Plant and Signal Maintenance for outsourcing because other cities have done that. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is the fact that they're going to have this meeting tomorrow night. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow, of course, about the pros and cons on these. But get ready. It's going to happen at the City Council meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday, at the City Council Chamber. Other agenda items are going to be Shasta View Old Altura Roundabout, building and developer fee freeze, outsourcing city services fee freeze. Take a look at this. What have we been talking about for the last 6 months with everybody, and everybody agrees? We got a fee. You know, we've got to stop these fees. We've got to either cut them back or not make them go forward. Don't get them larger. So what are they going to do? Now they're going to talk about it. Every candidate we had in here, when we talked about fees, they said, oh, no, we've got to roll these back. We've got to give these people a chance to get back on their feet. Now, one thing has happened. This is the first time. I'm really quite interested in this, and we're going to be able to talk about this on Wednesday morning. All right, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We're getting ready to take a quick break here for the news. When we come back, we've got some exciting things going on. We're going to be talking about what does it feel like to ride a horse and shoot. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 729, and this is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:33 in the morning on April the 4th. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Give him a call at 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number because that goes someplace else. It's not local. Doug's a local guy. 244-1988 guarantees his work. He does it quick, does it professional. He's always easy to reach. 244-1988 B&T Satellite.
7:34 in the morning on this fourth day of April. It's hard to believe that we're writing 4411 for the date, but here we are. 48 degrees currently here in Redding in the North State, and it's going to be 77, mostly sunny today. Slight showers tonight, 20% chance of showers with a low of 49. Beautiful day here in the North State, in Redding, and the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We have a caller on the line talking about an event that's happening. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Linda. This is Chris Mitchell with Citizens for Democracy. I'd like to invite people out on Wednesday at noon to the Social Security office. We're going to have a rally to protest the fact they may furlough Social Security workers. And people don't realize it, but that could affect veterans or Social Security people who are just applying. They won't get the benefits they're applying for if these workers are furloughed.
They won't get them, or that they'll be delayed?
Or they'll be delayed, right.
Okay, now what time is this going to be?
This is going to be at noon Wednesday at the Social Security office.
Okay, noon, April 6th at the Social Security office, and what's that address?
It's 2660 Park Marina Drive, Reading.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Okay,
and let us know what happens.
Oh, we will.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chrissy.
Carl.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, okay, our guest sitting here in cowboy hat and full regalia.
Well, we had to bring you in because just absolutely, Dennis Patterson, you are we know that you are wonderful at your work. We highly recommend you with your work in solar energy and the expertise in
West Coast
Sustainables. Yeah. But here you are in your cowboy attire, because this is another part of your life that we would love to be able to share with our listeners.
Okay, tell us about this. You're going to talk about the single action mounted shooting? I've lost it completely already.
Yeah. Cowboy mounted shooting.
There we go.
Was a little different than single action shooting,
right,
which is where you walk along with live ammo and you shoot at targets. Here we do it on horseback at as fast as your horse can travel in an arena where there's a pattern to do. So it's kind of like if you look at rodeo sports and think of barrel racing.
Wow.
Well, you do that while you're shooting at a target as fast as you can ride.
So are you teaching a class? Are you in a competition? I know that you've got your chaps on, you're ready, you got your hat on, and you're, you know, so for your listeners, you're fully attired.
Right.
Sorry, I had to go there for a second. What's happening? When is this?
Well, we put on a clinic at my ranch every month, second Saturday typically, and we teach people how to do cowboy mounted shooting. We like to take rookies or folks that haven't done it before and bring them along how to acclimate their horse to gunfire, which is no easy task.
No.
How to stay on your horse when you're firing the gun, which is another chore. And then teach them what the competition's about, how to compete, how you have to dress, because there are protocols to that, and what you can do, where you can go, the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association, which is a national group, how you can get into that and become a member and compete throughout California, Oregon, Washington, wherever you want to go, and what the levels are, your expertise. If you have a horse, you want to try it, we offer you the arena, the teaching, the guns, and the holsters to try it out and see if your horse is going to put up with it, and if it fits you or not, because it's not for everyone. And people that are maybe just a crack shot, a sharpshooter, they get on a horse, oh, my goodness, it's a new world.
Well, you know, it's a little-known fact that General George Armstrong Custer, who was one of the finest shots amongst hunters, notwithstanding his ability on the battlefield, one time was hunting and shot his horse right in the head while he was riding and shooting.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, it's not, you know, just being...
Well, what are the
safe... Thanks for that visual.
Well, it's true. It happened. I mean, these are things that... So, I mean, what happens the first time you get on your horse and you crank off around? Now, I'm sure it's not a full... I mean, it's not a full round. It's probably like a squib or something that makes this little popping sound.
Yes. We start off with a little .22 type round and move up to the .45 caliber that we use in competition. And everything we use is black powder blanks. So you, even if you shoot yourself at about 3 feet away, you can't hurt yourself. It may hurt your ears, but you don't. If you shoot your horse, which happens occasionally, you can't hurt the horse. You may singe the hair just a little bit, and the horse will look at you and say, "You're not getting back on me ever again." But
Dennis,
safe.
Do you have just for our listeners that are like something that they always thought maybe they'd like to do, but don't have a horse? Are there horses there?
No.
Okay, so you have to come with a horse.
You can come and watch,
right,
just to see. We've got people that just come out, sit down, and kind of watch what goes on and see what it's all about. Other folks bring out a horse and just stand with a horse and never really get in the arena and shoot off of it because they're a little worried about that. But we've taught probably 100 folks that have never done it and brought them along safely.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, there's so many people. You see it a lot. There's a TV show on the Outdoor Channel. It's called Cowboys. And almost the whole show is devoted to single-action shooting and mounted shooting. I mean, it's a half-hour show. It's on every week. And it's, that's what they do. And they have these names, like Cowboy Kid or California Kid or Wild Eye Jack. Or everybody has names, right?
Yeah, everybody's got a handle of some sort.
What's your handle there?
Well, we can't say it?
No, not on the
radio.
Well, Bad Bob has a handle.
is this SASS or is it another organization?
No, it's Cowboy. It's CMSA.
Okay.
Cowboy
Mountain
Organization.
It is
similar
deal. But you still get, I mean, it's kind of along the same lines.
Okay, for those people
who are
listening.
You all compete probably at the same time.
When is it? Where is it? How do we get a hold of you?
Okay. The competition is this, not competition, but the practice clinic is at my house this Saturday morning. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's at 23510 Dersh Road. It's CPR Ranch. There's a sign out in front. It's difficult to miss. We have a huge driveway that goes up to the ranch itself. And just come on out. It's $25 if you want to ride and shoot. And then we serve lunch afterwards. And other people are charging $250 for a clinic of this sort. And we just want to get more people involved in Shasta County and Tame.
Well, I think this is a great idea, and this gives us some ideas for some other things. But we will be unable to do it this weekend, but the next time, we're going to come out and see what you're doing out there. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, you'll have a gas. And what we're trying to do for next year, because it takes a long time to put this together, is an extreme cowboy event where we get out of the arena, go across different territory, bridges, water, jump off your horse, reload your ammo, because you use two guns in each event.
Right.
You'll shoot five rounds, change guns while you're riding at full throttle, shoot five more rounds. You go through 10 rounds, 10 targets, up and down the arena three or four times in 11 seconds. So it's quick. You have to be very, very fast. But this extreme cowboy event, we want to bring in some folks from way away and test you. Because if your heart ain't pounding, you ain't having fun.
Ooh.
Well, okay, Dennis Patterson, we're talking about the Cowboy Mounted Shooters Association, Shooting Association. This Saturday, you've got a clinic going on for $25 that includes how to do it, what it's all about, and lunch. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Phone number.
524-9652.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming by and talking
right,
to
Dennis.
Us about it. And we will continue to follow this because this sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, Cowboy up, boy. Yeah, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, 7:42 in the morning on April the 4th. This is Free Fire Radio. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460.
Good morning. That's right. You're listening to KCNR, and our chat room is open. Currently, 48 degrees. On this beautiful day, fourth day of April, 7:46 in the morning, we're going to have a mostly sunny day with high. The temperatures are going to get up to 77. Tonight will be a low of 46. Now, last Thursday night on the spot with Linda Bott, we were charged full of all kinds of wonderful things going on in the North State. And if you had the opportunity to tune in, we were blessed with a huge room full of great singers from an upcoming production, The Sound of Music, and you don't want to miss this upcoming show. In fact, I was just went online last night. There's still just a few tickets left. So with us in the studio is the woman who's directing this production, and you obviously have heard her in town. She's a fabulous singer and dancer herself. Good morning, Jana Laird.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, great. And also with us is the captain.
Good morning.
Or Baron.
Yes.
Right.
Both work.
So so what are you called at home?
Lots of things.
It's nice when you take a role. It's just you kind of embody the role.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. So do you feel like you guys are off script?
Oh yes.
At this point,
mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you know, when you're walking through the day, you're okay? Scene two, exit. You know, enter left. Are you there? Do you feel like you're there?
Yeah, I feel confident. We're just fine tuning the little things, you know, and that's what tech's all about. Otherwise, like, we had a full run-through yesterday, and it just went amazingly well.
A full run-through.
Yes.
With sets and everything.
Yep.
Sets, sound, music, lights, costumes, makeup, hair, everything.
So, Jana, have you ever produced or directed this large of scale of production?
Not this large, no. In college, I did several local productions when I was in L.A., but this is the biggest production, and to be able to do it in the Cascade Theater is amazing. It is such a beautiful theater, and what a privilege to be able to showcase something of this caliber on that stage. It's amazing.
You've sung on that stage and danced on that stage, and I'm sure you guys are just thrilled to have that acoustic experience.
Mm-hmm.
And Trish Harris is, man, she is going to make the most perfect Maria.
She is perfect.
Okay, so share with us this morning what you want to tell our listeners about the show.
That the show, it's a family-friendly show. Everybody knows The Sound of Music. So if you at all have seen the movie or listened to the music in the past as a child or even as an adult, come with your family and experience it, because it really is a very heartfelt show. And everyone in this cast has worked so hard. So in order to just come and appreciate their efforts, they've done an amazing job at making this story come true. And what an amazing story it is. We actually were blessed to have some family friends of the real Von Trapps come to one of our rehearsals. Yes, they actually have Gretel living in their basement in San Francisco.
Whoa!
It's amazing. So they came. Yeah, they came and shared with us some real life stories of the Von Trapps, and brought a lot of authenticity to our show and made us really kind of dive a little bit deeper into the characters and try our best to portray the story.
This was just was this someone who was a friend of somebody at a wedding and with the Von Trapp's youngest daughter living in their basement?
One of our cast members who plays Louisa, one of the Von Trapp children, her mother is friends with this couple who is family friends with the Von Trapps.
Wow. I mean, that is just, that's rich.
It is.
Oh, I'm just in awe, like, wow, how super is that? But that's the beautiful part of living in the North State. Nothing truly blows me away as just how connected, how it really is such a small world.
Absolutely.
So how many cast members altogether?
22.
So you have to direct 22 people. Here's stage time. Here's show. All the different details. Here's act two. I was very, very impressed on Thursday night with the youngest singer is how old?
Gretel.
She's almost 8.
How well spoken she was.
I know.
How they were so alert and so on, and that's the beautiful richness of what theater and music can do for our anybody. It doesn't matter what age. It's like tuning into a part of bettering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we still have tickets left at the Cascade.
Yes, but they are selling very fast.
Quickly. What is this role meant for you?
It's been very tiring, very tiring, but in a good way. And it's brought me out of my comfort zone to do it, which is good. And it's amazing how I feel my character change, you know, as a father, as a person, as, you know, a potential husband and what or lover, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, you guys, of course, with our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be right back. We're talking to the cast members and the director of Sound of Music. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by the Back Home Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the finest coffee you're ever going to get in this town at great prices. You can't say enough about that, or the people that work there, and Joe and Shelley, who own Tobacco and Brew, do so much for our veterans and so much for our community. Anything you need that has to do with tobacco or brew, they've got. So, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We are talking Sound of Music. And
well, Jana Laird, who's directing it, Matt, you know, we wanted to ask Matt, you know, Matt, we were talking about at the break, it's always juicy what goes on in the break, and then we come back on. Okay. Matt, what is it, what do you do with your work or your in your real life when you're not playing the Von Baron?
Construction, handyman work, that kind of stuff.
Do you find that as you're sawing, you sing Edelweiss?
<it's>, yeah, I'll go follow a tree singing Edelweiss. Yeah. No,
the rest of the guys around him kind of start looking at him a little
bit.
Yeah,
then I get weird looks. No, the people, like, when I do work with people, they know what I do, and it's fun, and I also have a retail job that I do during the day sometimes as well, so I do that as well. And they've been very great and supportive with me and rehearsals and all that stuff, so I've been lucky there.
You're a big guy.
Yeah.
So I
get that.
Yeah. So when you I love it because when you came in Thursday night, I thought here's this like I love it. You know, just this manly man guy, and I love to see all these different walks of life people who come together with the commonality of here's a spectacular Rodgers and Hammerstein film musical, and Jana. To be able to direct this large of a production at the Cascade Theater, I'm sure for a director, is a dream come true.
It really is. You know, I was mentioning earlier that I don't think there's a weak link in this cast at all. The show is so strong, so enabled to be able to produce it to the quality that it deserves for its credit. Everyone has worked so hard and. Everyone has just really, really researched their character and done an amazing job.
So you walk in this morning all bushy-eyed and bright-tailed, and we all know that you and Alan are open Vintner.
That's a Linda-ism.
They're a business. You're a business owner, and so
bushy-eyed and bright-tailed.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
so
I
you're,
catch
you're
that.
Yeah, you're right here with us. And so, how have you been able to, you know, run a business and be able to have this energy to direct 22 people in a play? How do you split yourself up like that?
You know, I was just telling the cast last night that I love my job. I love what we do at the winery downtown. And I could not do what I'm doing without the support of my husband, who is amazing. He works really hard at adjusting our schedules so that he can do what he loves to do and I can do what I love to do. But I actually think that my favorite part of the day, I really look forward to coming to rehearsals. It's a constant challenge. Something new always happens, you know, and we're constantly just growing together as a cast. It's amazing. I love that.
And by the way, in our chat room, they're talking is that they said that they'd offered, who do they talk to about helping out, like being in an orchestra because they play instruments? Who would they get in touch with on something like this?
They can actually go to thedanceprojectreading.com, and there's a contact us on there, and they can submit just an email that way.
Okay.
Or they can actually call the Cascade Theater box office.
Okay, and that's if they want to be a member of the orchestra? I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about
in the future. Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes. That would probably be best to call the Cascade Theater at 243-8877.
Okay, Coach Bob, you got that. It's in our
I know we just have to go in about 30 seconds here, but not that it makes a difference, but I would think at this point with the direction of the Cascade, the music is taped?
We actually bought a whole music background.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Complete system.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the big production, but, you know, it'd be like sometimes when ballets come through, it's the full deal that it just happens. But anyway, so everything else is absolutely live, and it's going to be fabulous.
Time, date, one more time.
The dates are April 8th and 9th and 15th and 16th. And if you go to the Cascade Theater box office, their website, or call the box office, the show's at 3 and 7 p.m.
There you go. Thank you so much for being here. Sound of Music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, we've got a break. We've got the news. We're going to come back. We've got Enjoy Magazine going to be here talking about this month. Man, a couple of things we're going to be surprising you with. Carl and the Bot, 7:59 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning. 8:05 on April the 4th. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and the chat room is up and running with the chat pack, and they are going at it. And so just jump in there. Weather today,
Weather today is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. It's going to be beautiful. It's 48 degrees right now. Mostly sunny with a high of 77. That's what we're looking forward to today. Slight chance of showers tonight with low temperatures of around 49 degrees. Let's go to the phone, starting off this first part of the hour here at 8 o'clock with Elizabeth. Good morning and welcome to KCNR.
Good morning. How are you two today?
We're
fine,
fabulous.
Elizabeth. How about you?
Great. Looking forward to a beautiful day.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, just wanted to call and let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Bonneview Baptist Church. We're going to be talking about food storage. And it's kind of interesting because this whole mindset, and it's really a paradigm shift for so many people, but this whole mindset of preparing for long-term with food and water and medical supplies and you know, the whole gamut is starting to really catch on. And so we've got a Reading Tea Party volunteer who has a great deal of experience in that, and he'll be doing demonstrations tonight on how to prepare food for long-term food storage.
Hey, Elizabeth, I want you to get out the word to your all's group, and I know that we've talked about it too, and I know you talked about it on We the People, but on the week of the 18th of April, we're going to spend that week talking about emergency preparedness.
Great.
With go bags, with being able to survive for a day or a week or, you know, 10 days. Something if there's an emergency that you can take care of yourself and your family. And it's going to culminate on Friday when we're down at Tobacco and Brew, where we're going to lay out a lot of this stuff so people can see it.
Oh, wonderful.
And so they can say, oh, this is what goes in. Oh, this is what they're talking about. And, you know, just so we're going to have an entire week so people can get ready.
Great.
In case there is something, and even if there isn't, you know, there's nothing wrong with being just prepared.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So,
and I'll definitely mention that.
And some of your people are going to be as guests, as are some other people, including the Red Cross, when we talk about all these items.
Great.
I think that we need to do that. When you start seeing what's happened over in Japan and other places, what happens if the lights go off for 24 hours? Are you ready?
It could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything. Okay. All right, that's tonight then for you all?
Yep, 6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church.
Thank you so much. And, hey, listen to We the People. That's right. It's a great show.
Sunday
morning.
8 to 10.
Okay, thanks Elizabeth.
Bye.
Okay. You know what? Before we start with our big guest here, let's talk about this.
Okay, while we were up in Cedarville, you know, they call it the Squirrel Wars, and we stay at the Cedarville Hot Springs. It's phenomenal. It's beautiful. It's just a gorgeous part of our earth up there in Northern California. It's just a little bit south of the Nevada border, and there's hot springs, and this truly was a picturesque trip weekend with snow-capped mountains, and the horses were, it was kind of very cold.
Herds
and
deer.
It was just absolutely
antelope.
Otherworldly gorgeous. Well, there is Mazella's is the name of what you stay at the Cedarville Hot Springs. You can order off a menu and Mazella's will deliver to you. And the group that we've been going with have been going up there for 20 years. So they've met this woman when she used to, you know, cook from her kitchen, and then she had to go commercial, and just somebody who loves and is very good at what she lives her passion. Well, we just want to do a big shout out, and her name is Bonnie, and she has a blue cheese that she had to go through all of the, you know, the bells and whistles, all of what it takes to go and have the ingredients looked at, get it passed by
Food and Drug Administration. Anybody that has something to do with the government that get their little finger into it, of course they will. And so now she made blue cheese called?
It's called Bonnie B's Thick and Rich Blue Cheese, and it's dressing in a party dip. So it kind of comes like if you're going to go buy salsa or a dip. That's right.
Cup.
And we had no idea because, you know, the room, the first night we got there, all the stuff was delivered, including this blue cheese, and we were all raving about, oh, my God, that's great dressing. Well, the next day we all went to lunch, and she had pulled like our barbecued sandwiches that we usually have. It's a tradition. And she started talking about that she actually does this by hand, 300 a day. And Holiday Market carries it.
In a commercial kitchen out of Altura. So it's called Bonnie B's. We recommend it. You ought to try it. It's at Holiday Market. And it really is tasty.
Shout out to the person who lives the dream and worked hard at fulfilling the dream, and we want to see her succeed. So, Bonnie, we just encourage you to keep going.
That's right. And she lives in a place up there that were mountain lions. Carried away her three dogs in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, she doesn't live, like, in the city. All right. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:10 in the morning. Join us after this break. Yeah, I want to beat that drum, and it's only Monday. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio at 8:14 in the morning on April the 4th. Good morning. And, yeah, we do have dance projects. Yeah, we do have Enjoy Magazine.
You were just challenged out of the chat room.
I don't know about fine dining. I mean, we're setting up in a place where we're shooting mountain lions off the back deck there and shooting across the road at squirrels with, you know, high-powered rifles. I don't know if that's exactly the idea that liberals have, but if that makes me a liberal, I'm not. But MOM, you did get my blood rushing a little bit. But let's go to our favorite guest here.
These things that we're about to talk about, things that are going on in the community, educational things are very, very important in keeping a sane mind and letting your mind grow and experiencing great music, small business owner. And we are so proud with us this morning to have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine to talk about what's going on. You guys are all over the North State to discover different things. And when you think about 12 issues, each one of them beautifully with individual artists and restaurants and places of interest, you know, we really applaud you. And so what do we have in this month's issue?
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning. Welcome
Good morning.
To the program.
Yeah.
You've been here. I just hey, welcome to our house.
We come hang out, so, you know.
Well, let's start with the cozy cabins that are going to be opening at Manzanita Lake in Lassen. These are cabins that are going to open for the first time since 1972, and they're going to be available to rent inside the Volcanic National Park. There's 20 cabins near the park's northwest entrance, and it's going to be kind of like camping because you still have the lockers outside and the bathrooms are not inside the cabins. But but
that's not like camping at all.
Well, but you have an enclosed cabin I think it's a great thing if you have kids and you just don't like the dirt or laying on the ground, and there's bunk beds and it's affordable too. It's $57 and go to $81 per night. And there's bunk beds, and you can do it with a group, rent a few cabins. And we do family reunions, and we usually camp, and this would be a really great place to have a family reunion.
So this is Lassen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, which is considered, I've heard, I think, the statistics that is one of the most popular parks in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
As far as attendance is concerned. Now, you may say $52, but here's the reality. When we were at the coast, just to be able to take your motorhome and pull it up and stay on the beach, had gone from like a $15 fee up into almost $50 for one night on the beach, you know, on a motorhome. So
mm-hmm.
why not have a fabulous cabin? And this is the first time in years that this has been offered again.
Yes, and it's right by the lake too, so you can kayak and I mean, it's unlimited. You can hike and.
So these were cabins that were already there that they shut down
mm-hmm.
and then now have revamped.
Yep. Yep.
See, I haven't even read the article, so.
Oh, geez.
Well, these are the kind of things that we're talking about that we love that you bring to light to the listeners here at KCNR in the North State. So when do they actually come into being accessible?
I think.
Available.
You can start making reservations now, but. Oh, it says in here someplace, but I don't remember.
I got to imagine
later
that
on.
You probably should look it up if you're interested at all, because this is going to be one of those things where the cabins
gone.
Are booked for years.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
Okay, and I see there that you have Grossology, which is the new upcoming, the big summer release for Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Turtle Bay has a lot of exposure, and, you know, there are mixed feelings totally about Turtle Bay, but Rhonda and I were actually invited as special guests to Turtle Bay recently, and were given an entire walkthrough and vision of the whole property and what's coming in the future. And it's pretty amazing. You know, no matter what side you're on, there's a lot of debate about the park in the community as far as, you know, tax dollars and all those things. And this is not for me to discuss that, but you know, the side of it that we got to see, though, as far as what it will provide, you know, in the future, is pretty amazing what they're planning. You know, the Grossology is something that they're coming in the exhibition that's going to be there, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and for everybody. And what I like about it is that it kind of goes and discusses and talks about the things that, you know, people technically are too embarrassed to talk about.
Bodily function, yeah.
And I love their that it's rated G for gross, totally gross.
Oh, you guys have kids, so this is like the kind of thing that would be fun to bring your kids to.
This will be really fun.
Speaking of totally gross, we have to take a break now.
Oh, man.
This is Carl in the Bot. KCNR 1460, the time is 8:19 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:23 in the morning, April the 4th. Here we are in April. Next thing we'll be saying is, gosh, it's almost July 4th. Where's the summer gone?
We've already passed the April Fool's Day.
Thank goodness.
Well,
I like,
you know what?
April Fool's.
We had a real April Fool's weekend. We can't talk about it right now, but maybe later on we will. In fact, I can bet you that we're going to talk about this later on.
We have a list. On.
So there were no pranks. You were just foolish.
Oh, yeah.
We were just foolish that day. So.
We have a list of things that we just have to kind of put in the side burner. Most importantly right now is to pay wonderful attention to our guest of the month here, Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. Thank you for coming back to the program. And we all know. Oh, by the way, Bob
Enjoy.
Dunlap.
Yes.
Was in looking through the... How do we get Enjoy in the Veterans Building?
He came and got some.
Good.
He did come and get
See,
some.
That's what
and
happened.
He's mentioned in one of the stories, the
yes.
Porta Club.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And we're actually, we have a story about the veterans next month. So
about the art project.
Uh-huh, the art project.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's a great project. And, they've done, you know, we are assisting in that in a small part. They are really, the people there are really doing a great job. Bob Dunlap and
yes, it is a kumbaya moment.
Yeah, Pat Karch and all those guys. it's something that's really special, and I think that people are really, really going to appreciate what happened.
I think you're right. Really good story.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Well, we left at break. We were talking about Grossology, and I just wanted to put the dates out there. It's going to be opening April 28th. And it will go through September 5th. I want to give a shout out to Amy Holtzen, who's one of our designers that does a lot of the layout. I love this.
It's
this
a great
double
layout.
Page. It's a lot
fun.
Of fun. It's disgusting. There are boogers and vomit and diarrhea, and that's right up my alley. You know, I've got three boys, and I experience it on a daily basis.
And they think it's cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that'll be a lot of fun this summer. Check it out.
I grew up with a brother who was so gross. He's a doctor today, but anyway.
I have four brothers, so. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My sister had a brother.
Yeah.
Okay, what else are we looking at here?
Another story that's near and dear to my heart, just because I'm in love with one of these people. And that's an article that we have on page 35 called Take Me Higher, and it talks with Kate Grissom and Kathy Garcia from Expect More Tehama program. And. These are two ladies that are on fire in Tehama County, and there are a lot of people involved, but we focused on them specifically just because we're highlighting them. Kate is the works at Rolling Hills Casino, and she is their marketing director, and Garcia is the job training director at the Job Training Center in Red Bluff. And they put together a meeting and got the community involved about, you know, what can they do as a county to make themselves better, and that was that whole Expect More Tehama philosophy, and what it all roads led back to education. And so they've created this program where basically they feel every child in their county should graduate from high school and should be prepared for higher education. And so that's really kind of the basis of the organization. And these two ladies are just very, very dynamic, and I know one of them very, very well, Kate Grissom, and I have a very tender spot in my heart for her because she's just a dynamic woman. And just if you ever get the chance to work with her, you guys may have at some point at events and stuff, she's fantastic. She's so smart and so on the ball, and I love her. And so I just wanted to make sure that we talked about this program because, you know, it's pretty important. I love the fact that, you know, in this country right now we have a real problem with our education system. And, you know, they're really trying to take a grassroots approach, shed light on the issue, and actually make a difference and give these kids an opportunity. They are very aware that, you know, a high school diploma anymore is not enough. You have to, and you know, and it's not just about going to Stanford or Harvard. It's about wherever your niche is, making sure that you get there to get the education. If it's trade school, if it's, you know, whatever.
For kids
you
to
know,
find a passion in something that they
learn. Thank you.
You're so absolutely, you know, correct on this. I mean, our education system is in trouble, and I don't know if people realize just how much trouble we're in. And it's not just salaries, it's not retirement, it's not pensions. All that are a problem. It's not tenure. It's all these things that our kids are going in. We met an exchange student from Romania. He's not even studying. He's a senior. He was doing this stuff 2 years ago that he's doing now in Romania. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, and he's going to one of the better, you know, public schools mm-hmm. here in town. And it was kind of like, why? What are we doing? How come we're taking ourselves out of the fight? You know, what is the reasoning behind that? Is it a quote union problem, or is it a problem that we just have? Yeah. You know, with our society right now.
I don't think that's a lack of discipline in schools.
I think that's part of it, but I think it's we go back to responsibility thing. But anyway, I don't want to take away from this because these are people that are actually doing something.
They're doing something
to make it work. And I know our hats off for them. And therefore, if we haven't had them on, we sure need to.
You should. Yeah.
And they're using the community. It's not just them, and they don't highlight themselves. I mean, they just, you know, it's getting all of the community involved because that's really what it is. It's that kind of, you know.
It takes a village.
And responsibility.
Our guests this morning are Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine, and we're talking about some of the special issue articles that are in the issue this month. Our chat room is alive and well. If you have questions, chat room.
I love chat room.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and that's a good point, hon, is why don't we, you know, if there's articles you'd like to see and enjoy.
Absolutely.
Give us a call, or let's start filling it up here on the chat.
Submit an article.
But no, if you've got some ideas, say, hey, you know, this is really, really good for Enjoy Magazine. Start letting us know.
Enjoy Magazine represents the North State. Let's remember that. So I'm going to be, I'm just going to keep saying that. We've got 1 minute till we have to take a break here. 51 degrees we're looking at right now. We're going to have temperatures to the high today of 77. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Remember, we do have those pre-tickets for the Luau, the Show and Shine. That's happening on April 14th. That's
coming
before
up.
Tax
Week
day. You're going to enjoy that
That's
fabulous
right.
day out there with that incredible Luau menu.
I just ate there Saturday.
Ooh.
It's fantastic.
It's a great place. Okay. Yeah. In fact, we're going out for lunch there tomorrow. Okay. Again, our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine, and we are talking about what's in this issue. When we come back, we're going to finish talking about that. And if you've got ideas that you'd like to see in Enjoy Magazine, you please just let us know and let them know. It's no guarantee here, but it's a good idea. Carl Lindabot, it's 8:30, and this is Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 8:34 in the morning on April the 4th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We're talking barbershops. We're not talking about beauty shops. We're not talking about beauticians here. Though somebody sat in the chair that James is sitting in right now and said, "Oh yeah, I went to a beautician the other day," and I just looked at him and I went, "A beautician?" A beautician. Anyway, at Cypress Square Barbershop, they cut your hair, they shave around your ears, they shave your neck, they give great prices, they give discounts to veterans, they've got antelope heads on the walls. This is Man's Last Stronghold, my friends.
National Geographic,
you read that? Okay,
guns and ammo, you know.
Car and driver. This is Man's Last Stronghold. This is Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a try. Right off Athens Avenue.
If you're just tuning in and you're on your way in your car to school or work, whatever, you're listening to KCNR 1460. Currently 51 degrees on this beautiful day. We are looking at a high of 77 today, mostly sunny, with slight showers tonight around 49. Our guests today, and we love this, always love when you guys come into the station and we get to hear about what's happening with Enjoy Magazine, everybody's favorite rag.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Isn't that kind of a gross statement? But that's an industry, you know. Where, do you even know where that came from?
I'll have to look it up. Yeah, I'll Google it today.
Anyway, that means like newsread, or that means like
old
magazine.
Old, nasty sounding things, I suppose, can end up being great things. I mean, you know.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful magazine.
It's a beautiful rag.
It's a beautiful magazine.
iPad.
Yes.
You know, when it first came out, it's a great thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about Enjoy Magazine is that if every month, I don't know how you do it, but every month it gets better. So I mean,
that's really good to hear.
Well, how do you do that? I mean, every time it's kind of like you refine this one thing or you come up with something new.
And every month for me, it's like Christmas because I get the stories in and go, oh, gosh, that's going to be a good one. I wonder what they're going to do with the layout. You know, so it's and then when I finally see it all together, I can't wait for it to come. And when the shipment comes in, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's here.
You know, there are really different steps of the process to make it magic. And Rhonda doesn't give herself enough credit because the stories come in and then they're issued and then the photographers go out and have their assignments and there's all these pieces and parts and then the designers lay out and design. But then they're individual sheets. And, you know, the magazine could look, in my opinion, very bad. But really where the magic...
It can be disjointed,
yes,
absolutely.
Where a lot of the magic comes from is what we call pagination, and a lot of that is what on Rhonda's plate. I mean, she just takes everything. I mean, every single
pagination.
Ad... Pagination.
That's cool.
Isn't that a good name? That's a good word.
Yeah.
That's
I
a
like
word
that
for
word.
The day. Yeah, pagination.
Pagination. So
she paginates.
And I paginate by hand, and people look at me that are in the business and go, you do that by hand? Why? But it's kind of my thing. You know, it's I love to do it, and I... lay all the pages out on a floor.
I understand that because it becomes then personal.
Yeah.
When you're doing it off a computer, no matter how good the computer is, and you move this page to here and this to there, it's not the same as putting it down and looking at it.
Exactly.
And seeing it in the kind of the three-dimensional.
Yep.
It's the squint of the eye.
Yeah.
You're looking from a distance.
That's what you're looking at. You're kind of like, now how will this really look to a person that's looking at it, not on a computer screen?
And sometimes we get it all printed and ready to go, and I go, oh, shoot, I wish I would have put this page here. So, I mean, that happens. But for the most part, I think it goes together pretty well.
Oh, it does. You know, I enjoy looking at a magazine that talks about what's going on up here where we live, but puts it together as well as you have. And now, and you've got all these other, and there's always new stories here.
Yeah.
So in this latest one now is.
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to Claudia and Alan, Claudia Licata and Alan McAllister, who own Leather Bees, and we started a new feature this year called Get Acquainted, and we take one or two people from the community that either are business owners or people that you probably have seen before and you're not sure where. They own Leather Bees, and they are two of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life. They stay open till 3 in the morning on Thursdays through Saturday nights, and just to get those people that are partying at the bars and need to have something to eat before they go home. And she said it's been pretty successful.
Well, you know, if you come out of the Cascade Theater, if you're there after a show and it's like 9:30 or 10 o'clock, try and find someplace
downtown.
There's
not a lot. You're right.
There is now.
Well, and they make their own ice cream.
They have great ice cream, and they have hamburgers that are out of this world. So
they do.
Yep.
They're across the street from us.
Oh, gosh, they're really good.
Yeah. And their french fries are really good. And they have some really great deals on food. I mean, it's amazing what you can get for, you know, a couple bucks.
The $2.99 burger.
Yeah.
And then they also have Finari sausage in there, too. So Joe Finari's in there as well. So anyway, I wanted to give a shout-out to them and say hey to Claudia because she's not only a good friend, but she just works her tail off.
They are. And they do a lot of catering.
Yeah. She's a
caterer. And again, this is where your small business, they you can't compete with the corporations and the money and all that they throw at things.
Right.
And they'll take things. Because they've got the money. But what you have is the only thing you can do is just churn harder, give great service, you know, give value for your money.
Right.
And this is what small businesses do, and that's why we support small businesses mm-hmm. so much.
Well, yeah. We have to get back to retraining ourselves as people. We've become so conditioned by this machine, you know, that you have to make a conscious choice to want to support your community. Because, you know, it's not going to happen just
automatically
anymore. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have now had generations that have been conditioned to not do that. You know, you guys are here in the heart of downtown. We're in the heart of downtown. Reading's got great places to shop. We're all over the place. But if you want your downtown to be a downtown that, you know, rivals what other cities have done and given rebirth, then you have to make a conscious choice to come and support the businesses that are down there. And if that requires you to park on a street or look for a parking spot or park in the parking structure and walk a few blocks, I mean, you know, this is what a lot of the world does. We are so conditioned that if you do not have to, if you cannot drive to the front door of the place that you're going, then people don't do it.
And you're absolutely, you know, and James, you're absolutely right. Now, we got to take a break here, but again, you're right, you know, supporting small businesses, and there's that thing that says spend $50 a month, you know, at small businesses, and you guess how many millions and millions of dollars that is that would help the small mm-hmm. businesses grow and hold its own out here. Got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bob. It's 8:41 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl Linda Bob. 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go down there. They have Espresso Joe's. Get you great coffee, great prices, and they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state there. That's all at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have been in business there for over 35 years, and they support the community and the veterans to the fullest extent. Our guest today from Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball, James Masada.
And you are, well, first of all, welcome back to the program. We love to have you on, and of course, it's a fabulous issue. We were talking about sponsors and how important it is. Your magazine's free.
It's
yes,
free.
It's free.
So the reason it's free
is because we have advertisers that so graciously advertise in it every month. And there's a few advertisers, well, there's several advertisers.
We love all of them, every single one.
They're fantastic. And
but
yeah.
You say that you've had some people that have been with you
since the beginning,
five years now.
Yeah, almost 5 years.
And, you know, hats off, because that's part of what it is to have a community thrive.
Yes.
Is what James was saying earlier, is a downtown, and here is this wonderful magazine that mm-hmm. is beautiful. Anybody, I don't care where they come from, they pick it up and go, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, you know where we went yesterday, and we read the information from one of your magazines where the metal sculptures. The huge life beyond bigger than life.
Yes.
In Casal.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, somebody gave me the magazine and said, here's the information on you. Would have not known about that had it not been for Enjoy Magazine.
Oh, that was a great story. I really like that story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another gem in the North State is in Glenn County, and I never knew that it was here, but it's Thunderhill Raceway, and it's a racetrack. And we have a story about it in this issue. It's been there since 1973, and people go there and race their cars, and it's for anybody. So, and then they have a lot of events there, but it's something that I would have never known about had I not been mm-hmm. part of this magazine.
Is that a drag strip or is it a...
No, it's actual road racing.
Road racing, uh-huh. Okay. Wow.
And I know, because I come from a family of racers, and my youngest brother, Hawk, actually races there quite a bit because he is a professional motorcycle racer. And they do, you know, quite a bit of running there at the track. So, but what's neat about it is they have open sessions where, you know, you can bring your car and go out there and do it. And it's just insane. I had a Volkswagen Passat the last time I was there, and, you know, I got to take it out on the track. And
I can take my F-150 out there and race?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Linda doesn't like the truck.
Well,
race,
I'm
so.
Sure it's if you have a car that can really that
put a little weight in the back.
Yeah. That's great.
So it's a nice track. It's a, and it's a lot of fun.
And they have driving schools out there, and they have corporate events, and they've even had weddings out there. So,
is it dirt or is
no.
it paved?
Oh, no, it's paved.
So it's real mod. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a genuine.
It's really nice out there. I was surprised. We did editor's picks last year, and for Glenn and Colusa County, and that was one of the places we found. And I thought, oh, we had to do a story on that because I never knew it was there.
So
that's pretty cool.
This month you have a whole again a revisiting of. Of the racetrack, and
mm-hmm.
the racetrack is entitled. What's the title of the
story?
Of the racetrack is called
Thunderhill.
Thunderhill
Raceway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So what
awesome.
Else have we got?
We have a gentleman that we're featuring this month. His name is Jody Beards, and he is by trade a engineer, he is from Reading and went to Enterprise High School. And he took some metal class and shop class. He likes challenge, and there's this cute story in here. It talks about his teacher, and he created something, and the teacher wanted plans, and he didn't. He did it from his head, and, of course, the teacher was like, you know, scolded him that, you know, that's not a good plan to not have plans. So it goes on that he goes to school and becomes an engineer, and, you know, he's not a drawer, but he does a lot of 3D CADs and stuff. But he is a sculptor, and... we are fortunate enough to carry some beautiful works of his in our store, Enjoy the Store. So come down and take a look. He does a lot of different things, but we carry currently right now fish sculptures that are you can mount on the wall or can be freestanding. And he's very precise. Everything is done by hand. He currently is working for Girlinger, but he was an engineer, and I think because of the economy... lost his job, and so he's picked this up, and he does it in his garage, and it talks about one of the things that I like about his work is that he does coloring of the metal, and it's done by heat, and his wife basically told him at some point that the oven was off limits to color his product through the kitchen oven, so he does it in a barbecue, but they're beautiful, beautiful pieces. I think you and Carl, you both have seen his work in there. A lot of people come in and ask if it's the gentleman that does the art that's around town and the freeway and stuff. And that's Martin Strebe, which this gentleman is different, and his art is different. But he does a lot of fish, so, you know, people
he does
confused.
Great work there, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest... are Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back when we'll finish this segment up. This is Carl on the Bot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl on the Bot. Good morning. It's 8:53 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. 244-1988. Call them and he will give you Dish Satellite. He'll do it now. He's professional. He's quick. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. And like I said, he guarantees his work. That's BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. And tomorrow we have sober grad people on. We've got a couple other exciting guests. But one of the things we're going to talk about is President Obama has now said he's running for re-election. It was kind of a surprise, and so we're going to discuss that, and we're going to be discussing some of the things that are happening in Libya. Is that winding down? And one of the things I want to discuss tomorrow is about why aren't we covering in the mainstream media what's happening over in Afghanistan? We just lost 6 soldiers last Thursday, and yet nothing seems to have hit the mainstream media. We tried to, you know, on our blog, we give websites and links to the latest on this, but six people killed, 6 of our warriors killed, and you don't see it. What's going on?
We're also going to do a little research after the show today, some things that are happening right under your nose here in the North State that are passing under the radar. You might not even know that's happening in your own neighborhood.
And not only that, next week we're starting Cool April Nights.
That's
so
right.
Every day
coming
we're
going
to have something on here for Cool April Nights. Okay. James Masada, Rhonda Ball, Enjoy Magazine. We've got like 5 minutes left.
Can I just say one thing?
Oh, yeah.
Before you go on
no.
yours. every month we have a top 10 poll on our website, and you can go and vote this month. This month you're voting for your favorite deli. So if you can go on www.enjoymagazine.net, tell us where you like to get a yummy deli sandwich, you'll see the results in the June issue.
Oh, great. Right. Okay.
And you also have Critter Care, the top veterinarians. That's, ours is on
these
there.
Are the top 10 for this month, the top
right.
10 veterinarians.
Right.
So.
Dr. Bond is ours, and we love him. So
oh,
shout
good.
Out to, you know, when we took our dog there, or at Snooky, Snooky Bot. They were listeners. So it was nice. It's nice when you, oh, you've listened to you. Like, oh, it's a bonding. Moment of bonding.
Yep. So, yeah, every month, if you can go, kindly go on and vote, and you'll see the results in 2 months, because it takes us a month to get everything in, and so.
Okay. James.
Real quick, I want to remind everybody that we are getting ready to approach the Real Senior Prom. This is the second annual, where basically Shasta High School supports putting on a prom for seniors. And we did it last year, and it was phenomenal.
Senior citizens.
Senior citizens, yes. It's from 6 to 9 on April 8th, and it's at 100 Mercy Oak Drive in Reading. And it's a lot of fun. If you feel like you need to volunteer or just show up and support the event, you can.
That's this Friday.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
James and I went last year, and it was so much fun.
I know.
It was just so neat. Talking to those old people, older people,
yeah.
It was just
fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that term
great
old
stories.
Is a relative, that's a relative term.
Yeah.
You know, when you get my age.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Great.
And
yeah.
Then also quickly, we have our this month's person in our store, Enjoy the Store, Kanda Kay, who owns Perfectly Personal. And she's our feature product this month. Kanda does a variety of things, but everything is personally, it's a kind of a personal touch. So you can get towels and hooded towels, coffee cozies, and ornate wine drinking, what would they be, coasters. And, I mean, you just have to see it all. There's a variety. There are things for kids, crayon holders. But everything can be personally done. She's pretty amazing, and she can do custom work for somebody that, you know, you love with embroidered sayings and things on there. She has a lot of things like, you know, you had me at Merlot, and how Merlot can you go, and, you know, aprons and all kinds of things. So come into the store and check her out. She's right in when you walk through the front door. And
before we run out of time, you should talk about the Honey Bunny crates.
We have 2 minutes.
Okay.
Of which we need 30 seconds of.
Okay. You need to come down if you have wanting to do
great.
Easter. We have our Easter crates. They're called Honey Bunnies.
That's a good deal, too.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you can order them, and they are our crates filled with herbs. You can have an herb garden afterwards. There's handmade solid chocolate bunnies and honey and nuts to go in it. So come in and order one.
What's the price range?
I think
16
and
to 25.
What a nice thing to bring to your family for Easter when you go to visit.
And the crates are fantastic.
Yes.
I love those crates. Made to Enjoy is branded on them, and it's just, they're really neat.
Well, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta and Enjoy, thank you for all that you do for the North State and for being on KCNR.
You've got so much to say.
Yeah.
Thanks for always having us.
Okay, now, like I said, this week we're going to be having, tomorrow we're talking Silver Grass, we're going to be talking about re-election bids, we're going to be talking about things that are going on in neighborhoods perhaps you didn't know about, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about privatization. Tomorrow, we talked a little bit about it today, how it's going to have the city council meeting are going to talk about privatization big time tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking gangs of Reading. We have a problem. The chief gang investigator from the Reading Police Department is going to be here. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about what happened at the city council on Tuesday night. We're firing up here. And we got a couple of surprises for Thursday and Friday we're going to let you know about, too. Then next week, of course, is Colorful Nights. And a week after that, how do you survive if there's a disaster? So we've got a big month coming here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Reading.